Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobar dan, lep pozdrav terminu za Ereš intervju. Tokrat bomo gostili verjetno enega člana zasedbe Get the Blessing, torej britanske džezovske zasedbe oziroma rock džezovske zasedbe, ki danes večer, mislim, da okrog pol devetih nastop v klubu Cankarjevega doma. Predlagam, da kar damo besedo torej gostu, najprej bomo vprašali, s kom se sploh pogovarjamo. So, hello, Get the Blessing, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
So
hello.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
You're talking to Jim from Get the Blessing, Jim Barr.
So you're the bass player, yeah. Yeah. So it's been 2 years since Get the Blessing performed in Ljubljana at the Jazz Festival. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember very well. Yeah, that was a great night. Thunderstorms and everything.
Right. So how have these past 2 years been for the band? You know, you recently released an album. Any other highlights, perhaps?
We've been touring quite a bit. We've been doing a lot of gigs in France and Germany, and of course we've recorded an album which came out 2-3 weeks ago on March the 5th. So we spent some time doing that, and we spent quite a bit of time writing. We spent a lot more time making this record than we did the last two, so we've been busy.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, longer time making it?
We just were a bit more careful with it. We didn't just play it and leave it be. We wanted to tweak it and make it something special. Yeah, a bit more careful.
Mm-hmm. And how do you approach composing? Is this a collective kind of work?
It's a collective. Yeah, yeah. So all of us write the tunes, and each person will bring different pieces to the rehearsals, and we'll take them apart and develop them as a group, so that they're written, written by improvising basically between the four of us, so that they're collectively written, like you say.
Right. I know that you, at least in one of the songs, you had a guest, Robert Wyatt,
yeah,
who I think was quite an influence in a way to
yes.
to the band as well. How did this collaboration happen?
I know a couple of people who've worked with him already, a woman called Liz Parnell, who's an arranger in Bristol, and Rod Steven, who made an album with Robert Wyatt and Gilad Atzmon. And we were talking about it, and they said, oh, you should just ask him, see what he said. So we did, and he said, yeah, I'll sing along with one of your tunes, and that's what he did, and he transformed it. It's great. We're really pleased that he accepted our invitation.
Mm-hmm. So you know, you won a BBC Jazz Album Award for your first album. This was in 2008.
Yeah,
I think that's a very flattering thing, you know, to happen. But is there any practical value to that comes with this award? You know, did you get to do more live shows after you got the award?
Not really, no. I mean, no, I don't think there was. I mean, maybe in the rest of Europe, people have a respect for the BBC, but in England, it's just nobody really cares whether you have a BBC award or not. It's mm-hmm. it's great. It's a great thing to have, but it doesn't necessarily bring more work, because you have to do. The shows have to be strong to give people confidence in what you do, and because we've been playing a lot, you know, we're working more and more as time goes by.
Right, so there weren't any shortcuts, you know?
No, there's no shortcuts. Mm-hmm. No, there's no free lunch, no.
Because you're considered to be, you know, one of the more popular, at least young jazz bands in UK, and then seems to be a few other bands that kind of find themselves in this space between rock and jazz music.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of scene forming? You know, is there a special audience for this music?
We're still trying to find the audience for this music. I mean, our favorite audiences are always the audiences that don't know that it's jazz. So. You know, young audiences, where people come and not expecting to hear anything in particular, and they hear it and they go, oh, so what is that? Is that jazz or is that rock or is that what is that? We're trying to make a new audience, if you like. But because it's jazz, we play the jazz festivals and that's great. But it's great when we find new people that don't know about jazz and are kind of turned on by it because it's not what they think jazz is.
Mm-hmm. It's strange in a way because we just mentioned Robert Wyatt and Soft Machine was one of those bands that started doing this like 30, 40 years ago.
And
still it seems that people are somewhat confused, you know, when they hear this blend of rock and jazz.
Yeah.
Any idea why this music just doesn't fit like a rock or jazz per se, you know?
No, it's somewhere in between, and people like to have things defined. But like you say, people have been doing what we're doing for 40 years or more. I mean, it's, you know, we're writing original material, and hopefully it sounds fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But the mixtures of influences are the same things that people have been doing for a long time, and it still confuses people. But it's cool, you know. People, as long as people are coming to see us and enjoying what we do, it's working.
Mm-hmm. So you know, one of the members of Get the Blessing is Clive Dimmer. I know him well. Quite better because he works with many bands that are close to me, but
yeah,
I
sure.
know a little bit less about you. You also played some time with Portishead, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
And some other bands.
I've played with lots of people, John Parish and Portishead, and I've done lots of session work with you know, plenty of people, and I run a recording studio in Bristol, so that's kind of my background.
And you know, how did you find your way into more jazz oriented music?
I think I've always listened to it since I was kind of in my teens. I mean, when I grew up I started playing guitar and was into sort of punk and rock stuff and then by accident started hearing Jeff Beck and some more fusion-y type things, and then eventually Miles Davis and all the more pure jazz, and just found my way into it. And it was quite a long time before I started trying to play it, but I've been listening to it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, the punky thing and the jazz thing seems to be the same thing a lot of the time. And Don Cherry and Ornette Coleman, who are big influences on this band, particularly have that kind of punk attitude to things, where it's, you know, an irreverence and fun and humor.
Mm-hmm. When you mention Ornette Coleman and Don Cherry, you know, it's quite a way to go from Portishead to this kind of, you know, hardcore jazz music. So
yeah.
How did this happen? You said you were a fan of jazz music for a long time.
When Clive and I were asked to play with Portishead, it was because we'd been playing with Adrian, the guitar player with Portishead.
Mm-hmm.
We'd both been playing in his jazz quintet with John Baggett, the keyboard player, Clive and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Portishead became a live band, he asked us to do it. And the music is you know, superficially very different, but there's a lot of, you'd be surprised, there's a lot of jazz in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden away. In all the John Barry and Lalo Schifrin and all the soundtrack, particularly early Portishead, you know, the soundtracky stuff, spy movie things, you know.
Mm-hmm. So the experience of playing with Get the Blessing or playing with Portishead is in a way quite similar for you.
No.
No. What's the main difference?
Portishead is a great band, and it's very very strict in the sense that all the parts are very carefully worked out. The sounds are all very specific. So the what we're trying to do every night with Portishead is play play the tunes exactly the same and play them right. Whereas with Get the Blessing, nothing's really worked out apart from the tune. So the parts can change, the sounds can change, the intensity can change. It's a different show every night, and that's what we're trying to do, is something fresh each time we play.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, do all four come from Bristol?
Three of us come from Bristol. Clive comes from Bath, which is very near Bristol.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. We know that Bristol was put on music map, you know, during 90s especially, yeah. And now there's probably some dubstep producers who are quite known, and also of course Get the Blessing. So can you tell us a bit what's the music scene like in Bristol? Is there a music scene at all nowadays?
There's a lot of music in Bristol. There are quite a few places to play, but Bristol has a very diverse music scene. There's a lot of rock bands, there's a lot of dance music, a lot of dubstep and reggae. There's all kinds of stuff, but there's also a lot of jazz, so it's a real mixed up mixture. If you live in Bristol, it doesn't feel like there's a music scene. I guess if you look at Bristol from a little bit of a distance, it seems like there's stuff that makes it out. But like any town, it's got a real every kind of music going on.
Mm.
A lot of musicians.
Right. It seems that not much has changed since the end of '80s. You know, because all this that various music that was played at that time somehow contributed to, you know, all these famous bands that came out of Bristol later. Yeah. So did you have a sound check yet today, maybe?
We're sound checking at the moment, so halfway through.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So we won't bother you much anymore. Maybe just one question regarding the gig tonight.
Okay.
Is it, as you said, there's a lot of space for trying different things within the compositions. So you basically play compositions but have space to do improvised stuff as well?
Yeah. And we try to play things slightly, you know, just try and play things slightly differently each night, and depending on the audience and the space, we play differently.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a lot of, yeah, like you say, that there are big opportunities for improvising in all our pieces.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be probably mostly music from the new album.
Yeah, we'll play pretty much all of the new album, and there'll be bits and pieces from the first two albums too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just one last question with the new album. What was the, you know, biggest step forward from the previous Get the Blessing albums? Or what was, you said you were recording for a longer time, and
yeah. I think we just wanted to do something better, and I don't know if we succeeded, but we recorded it and re-recorded it two or three times because we just wanted to improve on what we've been doing, and I don't know what that's. It's very hard for me to know if it's a development or it's a continuation, obviously, of what we've mm-hmm. always done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest step was that we kind of wanted to take more time over it and develop the tunes. I think the tunes are what we really worked on this time.
Right.
Before we just got in the studio and wanted to play and two or three takes and we were there, but this time we wanted to really make the tunes sound more developed and more mature, so that's what we spent the time with.
Right, I would totally agree with this mature thing, that,
cool.
You know, it's by far, or not so much by far, but it's the most mature album you made so far, I think.
Great, thank
so
you.
It should be an interesting evening. Thank you very much for taking the time for the
great.
Interview.
And see you later.
See you later.
If you come to the,
yeah,
great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
To je bil torej pogovor z Jimom Barom, basistom zasedbe Get the Blessing. kot rečen, gre za zanimivo britansko zasedbo, ki se nahaja nekje med jazzom in parokom, kot ste slišali tudi v intervjuju. Tako da vabljeni, da v nas torej na koncert v Cankarjev dom. Mogoče za konc, da mu slišati še kakšno minutko, kakšne skladbe. Drugač pa intervju sem pripravil Goran, za tehniko je pa poskrbel 359. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.